We stood in front of a new Routemaster vehicle. This vehicle is one of the vehicles that we're using as a consultation exercise round Leeds. And the first thing that people will notice is the fact that it's got three entry and access points, as opposed to the majority of our vehicles in Leeds, particularly the double decks, which just have the front access. Now, the three accesses are obviously one at the front near the driver. There's an access and entry point in the middle. And there's one at the rear, very much like the rear platform that was used on the original Routemasters in London.
Why is it advantageous to have more doors? Doesn't that mean there are fewer seats on it?
Well, the advantage of more doors is to enable us to try and reduce the time that buses spend at bus stops. Any of our existing customers will know that the front end of the vehicle can get quite busy, particularly when you've got large numbers of people leaving and entering at the same time. And we feel that the future of public transport in Leeds will benefit from more entry and access points on the vehicle. And particularly the benefits we can get with double decks means that the best thing is for us to be able to allow that access further down the vehicle on double decks. So in this particular case, the middle doors allow better access for wheelchair users and also pushchairs and parents with buggies. So there are a lot of advantages to enable the bus to spend less time at bus stops, which means quicker journey times, means buses make more attractive to car users.
Now, it's not just the extra doors that are the features of this, is it?
No, that's right. One of the main features is very much in line with our own objectives and those with the combined authority, which is about reducing the impact of public transport on the environment. And this particular vehicle is a hybrid. Now, we do have hybrids in Leeds already, but our plans will be to introduce that on a much wider scale. This particular hybrid has a 4-litre diesel engine, which powers batteries, and it's the batteries that power the vehicle. So a much lower impact on the environment. And of course, with the lower impact on the environment, it means that people are able to use buses in the knowledge that it's better for the environment, but also with this particular vehicle, they can get their journeys more quickly.
And in terms of what the passenger would experience once they've got onto the now faster boarding process with the extra doors, how does it differ from what's on offer at the moment?
Well, the vehicle that we're consulting on was one of the original new Routemasters from London, and this particular vehicle has two staircases as well. So as well as the faster access and exit through the increased numbers of doors, it allows improved access up and downstairs. Existing customers will know that sometimes if people are coming down the stairs, clearly they'll be waiting for them to come down and vice versa. So the double movement of the staircases improves the flow of passenger movement on the bus, which is really important for reducing the time the bus spends at the bus stops. And if we can do that, we can increase the attractiveness of the vehicle by making the journey times even more quicker. The other element which we're really interested in promoting is developing the use of smart card. We have the M card ticket, which is a smart card product in West Yorkshire with a combined authority. And the consultation that we are working on through Leeds at the moment includes a debate about how we use smart card technology, because that will also allow quicker boarding, less change, and it also allows us to be able to monitor passenger movement more effectively, which enables us to make sure our buses are in the right place and on the right routes.
Now, those of us who are old enough remember the saver strips. It's kind of going back to ka-chinging in a way, isn't it? But without the bits of card all over the floor.
It has the same objective of moving customers on and off the bus more quickly. And of course, if we do encourage prepaid travel, there are opportunities to save money as well by buying multi-journey products. So it helps us to reduce the time at bus stops, improve convenience for customers through the ticketing, but also allow that comfort and luxury travel by free Wi-Fi, extra comfy seats, better interior lighting. All these kind of elements will help encourage people to use public transport.
So what's the consultation asking then? What people think of this?
Well, we're consulting across the Leeds district, and we're hoping that people will come and join us and let us know what they think about every aspect of the vehicle. Also, more widely, talk to us about what they'd like to see improved across public transport and the bus network in West Yorkshire. And we will be taking all that information and working closely with our partners at the Combined Authority to see where we can make improvements, and in particular, where we can help make the bus more attractive. And that's not just the vehicle itself, but it's also looking at where we can speed up journey times, for example, by working with the local council and the Combined Authority to try and ensure that customers can get through those hotspots on our network more quickly.